What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub. It's been about a week and a half since I'm trying to be more consistent. But, yeah, it's always something going on my end of, you know, set up the world. So, I always got to take care of personal stuff. But today we got a special episode. We're going to try and catch up from what we've missed throughout the week. I'm going to try and catch up on a lot of stuff that I missed throughout the week. We're going to start off with some college basketball. I got Cooper Flagg, Duke. You know, Cooper Flagg, I think he's leading the entire team in points, rebounds, and assists. That's actually, for a freshman to do that, that's actually insane. I'm not gonna lie, for a rookie, but currently right now they're playing Kansas. Kansas is 5-0, Duke is 4-1. So the game is current. They're currently on right now. They're playing Kansas. 57-55. Kansas is up 2. But we have to talk about the win. Duke beat Arizona by 14. Like I said, Cooper Flagg is leading the team in points, rebounds, and assists. So Cooper Flagg finished the game with 24 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. You know, Cooper Flagg is probably going to be a lottery pick. He's probably going to be number one in the draft. Right now, Mikey Williams, he's playing for UCF. He still hasn't played. I think he has like a knee injury or a leg injury or something like that. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what Mikey Williams is going to do for UCF this year. So, that's on the lookout. But shout out to Cooper Flagg. Like I said, Duke is playing Kings right now. So, let's see where they are. By the end of the night, too. Which I probably won't get the right score into on the next episode of the pod. But we're going to move into some women's. So you see USC lost to who did they lose to? They lost to Notre Dame. Notre Dame, they have a couple of players who's really good. They got two guards. That's nice. Hidalgo, I think that's her name. Hidalgo. She's number 3 for Notre Dame. She had 24 points, 8 assists. Then you have Miles, who's the guard. She had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. As far as USC, Juju, she had 24, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. But Juju has been carrying the team, you know. Juju is looking like the face of, she's the face of women's college basketball alongside Paige and Father Johnson. But I think they're going to bounce back. I think tomorrow they're scheduled to play Seton Hall. They play Seton Hall tomorrow. I don't have a lot of info on women's basketball like that. Besides like Juju, Paige Becker, and Flaudé Johnson, but besides them three, I don't really keep up with any other women's basketball teams. I say women's college basketball teams. I don't keep up with any other ones except for them three. So. I think Juju needs some help. I think Juju, it would be nice to see Juju kind of get some more players to help her out on the court so she's not doing all the heavy work. You know, she should actually have help. When it comes down to, like, you know, March Madness, you know, should have her teammates kind of, like, help her. Even though they were blowing out teams, but the teams that they were playing weren't as good. But I think Notre Dame went a little far in the tournament last year. or they were very, or they were very, very competitive last year. Just a shout out to Notre Dame, but right now my team is UC, is USC. You know, Juju is my favorite women's college basketball player. Besides, like, Flajee's nice and Paige, but I think Juju got the crown for this one. So yeah, so shout out to Juju. These stories are kind of over. We're going to transition to the NBA now. The Philadelphia 76ers are struggling. It's not looking good for the team. Earlier last week, they had a team meeting, some up and downs with that. Tyrese Maxey called out Embiid. There's a whole thing of like who leaked their team meeting out. There was a whole situation with that. Paul George gets injured versus Memphis. I think he has a hyperextended knee injury again, so he'll miss some time. I don't know what the Sixers need to do. You know, for I think Embiid, he's finally back. He's played a couple games, but now he's out again. With some knee, I guess with some knee problems. Yeah, man, that whole team was look it's not looking too good. The three of them still haven't played together on the court, I don't think. So yeah, it's not really something that we didn't expect as fans. We thought the Sixers were going to be, you know, one of these top teams, even though it's still early in the season. But right now they're at the bottom. You know, the Bucks were struggling with them, but the Bucks are starting to turn around. I think they've won like five games in a row. So, something crazy. So, you know, I mean, like, you see the Bucks are starting to get healthy and turn things around. The Bucks actually lost tonight in the in-season tournament versus Miami. I mean, the Bucks won. Excuse me, the Bucks beat the Miami Heat in the in-season tournament. Dame had 25 in the first half, but he finished the game. He finished the game with 37. But they're 3-0 in this in-season tournament. The Sixers, I believe they haven't been winning. The Sixers, they've lost. So for the in-season tournament, the Sixers, they're a -9. They're a -9 to win the tournament. And for the regular season, the Sixers, they've lost. They're 3-13 right now, and Jared McCann has been their best player, you know, since the season started. They're right in front of the Wizards, and the Wizards are on a 12-game losing streak. They're 2-14. If the Sixers lose one more game, and the Wizards was to snap their losing streak, the Sixers would be the worst team in the entire league, right there with the Utah Jazz in the West. So the Sixers have a lot of work to do. They gotta get healthy. They gotta get healthy and get their team back. I mean, if you look at the Clippers right now, I mean, they're kind of not doing that bad without Paul George. I mean, like, the Clippers right now, they're 11-8. They're 11-8, sitting at the 6 seed. They're a very average team right now, but they're competing and winning games. And you look at the Sixers, and mind you, the Clippers don't have Kawhi. They're still without Kawhi, so it's like, it's yeah, man. It's not looking good for the Sixers right now. They have to start winning games, and they have to get healthy. Something with Embiid, and they have to get healthy. Even though injuries come in the game, but man, it comes a point in time where it's like, you know, there were reports of like Embiid showing up late to practices and team meetings and stuff like that, and you know, it's tough. You know what I mean? It's a tough situation, you know, team meeting. You know, Paul George just got there, and you know, you're having a team meeting. It's unfortunate, but you know, but you gotta do what you gotta do. to get to get on the court and play and help the teammates out, Joel. And when you say you don't want to play back to backs, it's like you're kind of the same, right? I'm not be trying to compete, right? Not playing back to backs, like that's a big deal for a franchise player to say that. No, so for a franchise guy to say that, that's a big deal. So you gotta be careful with that. And I feel bad for Paul George because he hasn't really played, you know, his best game of basketball, and he's been hurt twice. And Paul George signed that big extension. You know, he signed that big deal with the Sixers. He signed a 212, a 4-year deal with the Sixers. And man, it's, you know, like you kind of hate to kind of see how it's looking right now to start the season. So hopefully it can turn around. But yeah, we're going to transition to the Bucks. The Bucks, like I said, the Bucks have been turning things around. Giannis didn't play tonight versus Miami with a knee injury. So, but Dame carried the team. It was a close game. I think there is a player on the Bucks named AJ Jackson. He was hitting. He hit a bunch of clutch shots in the fourth quarter. And right now we have the Lakers and Suns playing right now. The Lakers are losing, but they're losing by three right now. All three just hit a 3-point shot with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. But going back to the Bucks, they're starting to turn things around. You know, Doc Rivers was in the hot seat for a little bit to start the season. Giannis was saying some frustrating words about the team. The first month of the season. But now you see them starting to win games, and you know, they're starting to click a little bit. But you know, it's a long season, so let's see what happens. But right now the Celtics and Knicks, right now the Celtics, Cavs, and Knicks are looking like the promising teams, along with Orlando. When they get Paolo back, Indiana. But the Bucks and Sixers are not looking like teams that are gonna make the finals or the conference finals. You know, I'm not gonna say not the playoffs because they can make the playoffs. They just have to get healthy. Now the Sixers, I think they gonna mess around. They're gonna be in the play-in. I got the Sixers in the play-in. If they can't get healthy and figure out their team or situation, they're gonna be in the play-in or out the playoffs. And the reason why I'm not saying they're not gonna make the playoffs is because they have Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and Paul George now. So there's no reason why you shouldn't make the playoffs. You got a big three. You should make the playoffs. So yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely see, but it's not looking good for the Sixers right now. The Brooklyn Nets are more competitive, and the Brooklyn Nets have actually been playing really good basketball. Even though they're the HC, they've been competing at a very high level. They just beat Golden State last night. Shock. Cam Thomas is cooking. And, you know, if you're one of these top contending teams, you gotta look at the Brooklyn Nets. You know, like, you gotta just be prepared for, you know, you gotta be on look out for teams like the Nets, the Bulls, the Pistons are turning things around. The Pistons are 8-11 right now. It's not a good record, but from where they was last year, being dead last in the conference, and you know, being like laughingstock in the league, they're eight and 11 right now, and they're the 10th seed. And if the playoffs start today, they'll be in the play-in. So you got the Pistons playing better. Charlotte has been playing decent. The record isn't showing that, but they only got 6 wins, but LaMelo, I believe he's second in scoring. He's averaging 31, 6.9 assists. He's averaging 31 points and 7 assists a night. He had 50 points a couple days ago. Then he had 44 last night or the night before. Then the night before that, then he had like 35. But LaMelo has been playing. He's been playing crazy. He's averaging 31. Ja is back. There's been some conversation. Who's better, Ja or LaMelo? Even though LaMelo is leading, he's second in scoring. I'm gonna take Ja, because we've seen Ja take his team to the playoffs, and we've seen Ja be an MVP candidate. So I'm gonna go with Ja. Personally, I'm gonna go with Ja. I like Ja and LaMelo, but I'm gonna go with Ja. But they're both exciting players to watch. But to start a franchise, where I'm going with Ja. I feel like LaMelo, if he can keep this streak going and stay healthy, he can definitely change my people's minds. But right now, I gotta go with Ja. Right now, I'm gonna go conference by conference. The Cavs, they're 17-1. They got their streak broken by the Celtics last week. The Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns is playing like the best big man. Karl Anthony Towns is playing like the second best big in the league right now. No, the third best. I think Jokic is one right now. AD is two, and then Cat is right behind AD. I think Joel Embiid gotta get healthy to take that number one, two spot. He gotta get healthy. He gotta get healthy. But right now, Cat is probably the third best big man in the league right now. Chet is hurt, so I'm putting Chet in there. I'm looking at teams that got like big man up. Porzingis returned last night. He had 16 points. He looked good last night. He had foot surgery. He had foot surgery, and he was supposed to be out for 6 months, and I think he got the surgery in like July. I want to say like July, and he probably was supposed to come back to about January, but it's almost December now, so I mean he looked good, so. But if I had to go off like the best bigs right now is Jokic, AD, and Cat. I mean, like with Cat, he's averaging 26 points and 12 rebounds a game. Jalen Brunson, he's kind of he's been struggling a little bit with the Knicks. I think the Knicks right now, they're trying to find the chemistry, because Mikal Bridges isn't even playing to his potential that they thought they were going to get in the trade. So, yeah, man, shout out Cat, he's settling down. But everybody in the East is playing average except for the Celtics and the Cavs. Everybody's playing average. I think Orlando needs to get Paolo. Miami, they're okay. They just lost to the Bucks today. They're 7-8. The Pacers, they gotta kind of pick it up. The Bulls, no, not really expecting them to do much. Zach LaVine is still in trade talks. The Hawks, I like Jalen Johnson. He's gonna win Most Improved Player of the Year. He's gonna win Most Improved Player of the Year. Like I said, Charlotte, the Raptors, not good. The Sixers not good, and the Wizards are not good. And the Wizards are terrible. They're on a 12 game losing streak. In the Western Conference, you got Shea Kane, OKC, while Chet is out. Golden State is shockingly has surprised me. They're sitting at number two in the West at 12-5, but they lost two in a row. So, the Rockets are third. I think we all thought the Rockets were going to be good this year. The Lakers, they've lost two games already. They lost to the Nuggets and Orlando. But they're probably gonna start winning some games. Memphis, wow, I didn't know this, but the Memphis Grizzlies are number five, and Ja came back yesterday. I told y'all once Memphis gets healthy, they're going to be very good, very good. The Clippers are right behind them. The Suns, KD is back tonight. So, the Suns been on the 5 games of streak, but like I said, the Suns, they got KD back on the court tonight. So every time KD come back from injury, he has a big game. So the Suns are probably gonna beat the Lakers tonight. The Nuggets, they've been struggling. Jamal Murray had some comments yesterday. He said a lot of the guys who went to LA. Half the teams has stayed in LA and then fly back with them. I think that's a chemistry problem. That's a chemistry issue over there. I think the coach says the coach has said something about like flushing. The Nuggets are I think chemistry wise they're not in a good place right now. But Russ Westbrook. He's been making history. He reached 200 triple doubles not too long ago. So shout out to Russ, the king of triple doubles. You got the Mavericks. They haven't been winning a lot. They've been going through some injuries. Luka's out right now. Klay is out, but Kyrie's been trying to carry them. But you know, hasn't really been working out. But the Mavericks are struggling. The Spurs, they're on a 3-game win streak. They're the 10th seed. The Timberwolves, man, I'm disappointed in the Timberwolves. They currently sit at the 11th spot. And they can definitely turn it around. But I'm shocked the Timberwolves are out. The Kings, man, they're the 12th seed, and the Pelicans are dead last. But I feel like once the Pelicans get healthy and they get going, I think DeJounte Murray comes back tomorrow from a fractured hand. Zion's out indefinitely. Nobody knows when he'll be back. There have been reports saying that Zion is nowhere near coming back, so. I don't know if they trade Zion or what, but it's been 5 years now, and the Pelicans are still. It's been 5 years, you know. Obviously, the Blazers and Jazz, nothing to talk about there. But the Timberwolves are really shocking me, man. They're 8-9, and they're on a 3-game losing streak. And their full roster is a championship roster. So we'll see, man. But that's the conference, man. My player of the week is I'm going to say it. LaMelo Ball is the player of the week. He's been cooking all week. He's averaging 30. He's averaging 31. I think it's crazy. I think he's averaging like 40 in the last like 3 games. It's crazy. So like LaMelo is definitely my player of the week. You know, spent some outstanding players playing, but you know, LaMelo Ball, he's definitely caught my eye. You can tell he's looking for vengeance as well. You know, along with Ja. You know, yeah, man, this is a very short episode. Not too much to talk about. It's like 11 o'clock at night, so a little late. I probably should have came out with some more content, but yeah, that's on me. I need to be more consistent. I gotta be more consistent with my post. But yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. I'm a little tired. I'm debating if I should stream or if I should just watch basketball and just chill. I think I'm a stream. But yeah, man, Draymond Green and the technical foul on ED. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about that. I thought Draymond was tripping when he tried to trip up ED. I thought he was tripping. Draymond knew exactly what he was doing. That's a dangerous play. But then on the other hand, I get it. Like, you don't want nobody to score, but there's ways that you can stop it from scoring and then try to, like, trip somebody up or, like, because, like, he could have twisted his ankle. He could have been out for, I think, even right now, I think he's week to week. So, but that's about it, though. But that's about it, though, y'all. I'm gonna get off here. I have some other stuff to talk about, but y'all probably already know. But the NBA ratings are down right now. It's because NFL season, you got the college, you know. And then at the time, baseball was playing. So there's a lot going on, man. In the NBA, we'll see what happens tonight with the Suns Lakers. It's halftime right now. I'll give y'all an update on that on the next episode. But this has been another episode of K-Dub Palace. Make sure y'all go subscribe to the pod. Follow me on Instagram at JumpGuyKDub. On YouTube, my YouTube is K-Dub, which is in my Instagram bio. And yeah, man, we're going to get up out of here, man. Hope y'all have a good night. Watch some great NBA basketball, man. And I have to say it. I'm gonna say it, and then before I leave, I'm gonna say it. Go Eagles. You know, Eagles. Saquon is that boy. MVP, definitely. He has definitely carried us this year. We're 9-2, so go Eagles. Last thing, obviously Thanksgiving's coming up, so. Y'all have fun with that, you know. To all y'all who's gonna be with y'all family for Thanksgiving, you know, that's good for y'all. You know, hopefully y'all have fun. And yeah, man. Appreciate y'all for watching the pod. Well, not watching the pod, but listening to the pod. I'm your host, K-Dub, and I will see y'all in the next episode.